Begin the current daf and set this mitzia daf test. Begin on daf ches mebeis, two lines up at the bottom of the amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, Rav Yisuf had said over the name of Rav Yehuda, a halacha that he heard from Shmuel, two different halachas, and he couldn't recall which one was which. That is, as the Gemara ultimately concluded, the case was regarding one person is riding on the animal, another person is leading the animal. Who is the one that's kaina? One is kaina, one is not. So Rav Yehuda brought a raya from a different halacha of Shmuel to prove which one was it that Shmuel said is kaina and which one's not. He proved, forget about Reichiv, someone riding the animal, being kaina, even when a different person is leading the animal, which generally the kinyan Meshicha, which is always a kinyan, he said, I'll prove to you, and as he did from the halacha of Shmuel, that riding itself, even without being contended with a manig, with someone leading the animal, is not a kinyan. Now the reason why the Gemara introduced this was similarly, this is the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, beginning of the Masechta, said regarding one person leading the animal, one person riding the animal, we see riding is a kinyan. And the Gemara said, no, that riding is riding and also leading by kicking with its feet, which is also a form of Meshicha, of Hanhaga, of leading, and that's why it's a kinyan. But riding itself, Rav Yehuda says, it itself is not a kinyan. Most definitely, when it's being contended with someone else that's leading the animal, the one who's leading the animal would be kinyan, and the one who's riding is not going to be a kinyan. So that's why Gemara continues trying to bring proofs regarding this halacha, like Rav Yehuda, or against him, if, like Rav Yehuda says, that riding an animal is not a kinyan, or is it yes a kinyan? So the Gemara says, Tashma, it's being arrived in the following braisa. The braisa says, Shnaim shayim moishkin begamal. If two people were pulling a camel, or manhigin bechamor, or leading a donkey, which by a donkey, it's normative to lead it, contrast to a camel, it's to pull it, it's to draw it. So either that they were both doing leading by the donkey or pulling it by the camel, or one was pulling and one was leading. So the Gemara continues on top of Tesamid Aleph, say the Chacham, say the Tanakama, but me desais kanu. It's in this way that they'll acquire the animal, whether the donkey or the camel, which the Gemara later on is going to explain what's that coming to exclude from. Now, Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, no, you cannot acquire the donkey or the camel until it's exactly Meshicha Begamal. You have to do pulling, drawing by the camel, and leading by the donkey. If you do it the other way by either one of those animals, which is not the normative, that's not going to be a kinyan. Now, says the Gemara, Ketanim, yes, one thing that we see from this braisa that it says, the Tanakhama says, that whether if one was leading and one was pulling, so then that they're also going to both be, that's how you acquire the animal. Says the Gemara, Moshech Manig, again, you see that, okay, pulling or leading the animal, that's going to be a kinyan. Of Rach of Loi, so even according to Tanakam, it's a more lenient interpretation, that it's only those two, but riding is not a valid kinyan. So you see, like Rabbi Yehuda, that riding itself is not a kinyan, most definitely it's not going to be a kinyan b'mokam manig, when it's being contended with someone else leading the animal. So that the Gemara says, no raya. Who had in that fellow Rachav, truthfully, could say that even riding the animal, the camel, the donkey, would be a kinyan. Now, v'hadik tani, this at the time the Kama said, Moshech Manig, why did it pick that it, whether you're leading or pulling the animal would be a kinyan in the camel or the donkey? That was on Lafukim with Rabbi Yehuda. That was coming to exclude from his colleague, Rabbi Yehuda, that he was arguing with. The Amma that Rabbi Yehuda said, Ashte Meshech Begamal, v'anoga b'chamor. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Specifically, you have to do drawing by the camel and leading by the donkey, Kamash Malon. That's what the Tanakam was coming to exclude from. No, even if you do the opposite, even if you do Meshicha by the Chamar or Anhaga by the Kamal, that's going to be kind of, but it wasn't coming to exclude all other Kinyonim. Could be Reichiv, would be a Kinyon. He just says these two to say that they work by either one. Now, that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that the Tanakam is trying to tell you that the opposite would be kind of, so why does he say Meshicha by Gamal and Anhaga by Chamar? Larvinu v'lelisninu, let him mix them together and say it in one big statement. Should have said, Shnaim shayim moishkin u'manhegin. Two people that are drawing or leading, bein begamal, bein mechamar, whether by a camel or by a donkey, because you're saying that both kinyan work by both. So why, if you're saying that that was his whole intention, which was to exclude from Yehuda to say that both work, so why does he say it separately as if each one has only that one kinyan? So the Gemara says, no, because ikechad sad deloikani, there is one of those options that would not be a kinyan. And that's why the Tanakhama couldn't say that both of them work by Meshicha and Hanaga, and therefore it said Meshicha by Gamal and Hanaga by Chamar, or if one was pulling and one was leading, which is only by one of them, meaning the one that is normative to have both of them, that was what the Tanakhama was contending with Rabbi Yehuda, which as the Gemara explains, Igrid Amin, those that say it was Meshicha by Chamar, that which one is the one that would not be a kinyan, even according to Tanna Kamma, is drawing by the donkey. Meaning by the camel, you're right, both would work. And that's where he's contending with Rabbi Yehuda. But he couldn't say both together, that both work, because actually drawing by donkey wouldn't work. Vekadami, there those say, no, it's Hanhoga Bagamal. Leading by the camel, that's where the Tanna Kamma agrees that wouldn't work. But he does contend by the donkey that they do both work, and that's why he disagrees, but that's why he only says those two, and not to exclude from Reichiv, maybe Reichiv would be a Kenyan, but again, they couldn't put it all together because it doesn't work both by both. It works by one of them both, and that's why he says it the way he says it. Now, this the Maisa Misefa. Now, those who, instead of learning from the earlier statement of the Tanna Kamma, that respond from the to bring a proof from the end of the Tanna Kamma's words. Tanna Kamma ended off by saying, B'midu zu kana. In this way, they could be kind of the camel or the donkey. Now, the assumption is, what it sounds like is, that either through Meshicha or Hanhaga, whether by a camel or a donkey, which says the Gemara, when it says this way, you'll acquire the donkey or the camel, what's that coming to exclude? Lav l'mutei rachav, isn't that coming to exclude riding an animal, riding the donkey or the camel? Which is like a Yehuda who says, Reichiv is not a Kenyan. Says the Gemara, loy, l'mutei ipcha. It's actually coming to exclude the opposite. Meaning, he's coming to say that when you do the donkey with its kinyan, with meshicha, that's when you do hanhoga by meshicha by chamor, that's going to work, or meshicha by gamal. But you can't do the opposite. So the Gemara asks, according to this interpretation, yehocha hain Rabbi Yehuda. Well, then you're saying really Tanna Kamma same as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said each one needs its kinyan. If you're saying that the reason why it says b'midazu this way and not in the other way, it's not excluding Reichiv, it's just saying that each one, Gamal and Chamor, need its particular kinyan. Well, that's the same Rabbi Yehuda, so what are they disagreeing about? So on that, this second version says, Ikebenayu tzarechad leikana. The difference between them is regarding if there's one option that would not be a kinyan according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, according to Tanna Kamma, one of them would work. So it is excluding the opposite. But it's not the same as Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi says by both it doesn't work, versus Tanna Kamma, at least one works. So isdami, that those that say it was Meshicha b'chamur, that it's regarding drawing by the donkey that wouldn't work, v'kata'amri hanaga b'gamal, and there are those who say that it's regarding leading by the camel, that's the one that would not work according to Rabbi Yehuda, but would work according to Tanna Kamma, and that's why he's differing with Rabbi Yehuda. But again, midazayis kana is saying regarding that one, that it has to be exactly. But it's not the same as Rabbi Yehuda, because there's another one, either one or the other, that both would work, again, similar to like the first version, and therefore there's no right to Rabbi Yehuda. It's actually talking about these two kinyanim, but it could be Reichiv would be a kinyan. It's just that he's disputing with Rabbi Yehuda regarding exactly are both wouldn't work with both, or only one wouldn't work with both. So the Gemara says, Toshima, come on here, let's try to bring a raya regarding this question of Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, if Reichiv, riding an animal, is a kinyan or not. So the Braisa says, Echad Rochav Chamor. Let's say one person was riding on the donkey. The Echad Tafis B'Meisera, and the other one was holding on to the Meisera, which is like the string that you pull the animal from, which is not leading the animal, he's just holding on to it. So the Halacha says the Braisa is, Zek Kan the Chamor, the guy who is riding the donkey, he acquires the donkey. V'Zek Kan the Meisera, and the other guy who he's holding on to the Meisera, he acquires the Meisera. And there's obviously an animal from Hefker. So says the Gemara, Shema Mina Rochav Kani. So obviously you see, not like Rabbi Yehuda, you see that riding a donkey, riding an animal, where at least if there's no one else that's leading the animal, which that was the question that we had started this conversation from Shmuel, but one thing we see, Rabbi Yehuda had answered by saying it can't be that the one that's going to be kaina between the Reichiv and the Manig is going to be the Reichiv, because Rabbi Yehuda says Reichiv is not even a kinyan at all. So says the Gemara, one thing we definitely see, not like Rabbi Yehuda, is that Rochav is a kinyan. Because here we see that he's acquiring the donkey by riding it, just by riding it. Now, that's when there's no manig. But Rashi says, now, since there's no manig, that's why he acquires the whole donkey. But it would sound like that if there was a manig, then actually they would split it. The manig would get half, and the Reichiv would be half, because Reichiv is a valid kinyan just as much as manig. So therefore we see Nalak Rabbi Yehuda, we see Reichiv is a kinyan. Says the Gemara, no raya. Hachinami, just like we had resolved regarding the question from our Mishnah, it's Toma b'manig b'raglav. It's not just that he's riding the animal and not doing anything, he's leading it with his feet, because when he's riding, he's kicking with his feet. That's a kinyan of Meshicha. He's making it pull, he's drawing it by kicking it. So that's essentially the same as manig, which is Meshicha. That's why he's kind it. But just riding would not be a kinyan. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then it should have said, that the one who's riding the animal should be acquiring not just the donkey, but he should be acquiring the Maseret too, which is at least the head straps of the animal on the donkey, which is an adornment for the donkey, and it's like the donkey itself. So if he's acquiring the animal, so then he should acquire everything that's attached to it too, which is also the Maseret. So why is it that he only acquires the donkey? On that, the Gemara says, yeah, you should amend the Brice and say, Zek kana chamor b'chatzim Maseret. You're right, the one who's riding the donkey acquires the donkey and half of the Maseret, which is the for sure the part that's on the donkey itself. This guy acquires the other half, he because he's holding one end, and here he's holding the other end, which is attached to the animal. So since they're both, he would acquire the Maseret, but the guy, he's holding the other half of it, so therefore they split it. Now, the Gemara asks, regarding this answer that you just gave, you can understand regarding the one who's riding the donkey, you could say that Kani, that he acquires his share in the Maseret with the other guy's picking up of the other edge of the Maseret from the ground. Why? The kamagbalei bendas. I mean, the part of the Maseret that's on the donkey, well, he acquires that because he would acquire the Maseret, which is attached to the donkey, by just riding the donkey, which is a kinyan, as we're saying, because he's kicking it like Mashiach. Mashiach, you acquire the animal, whatever's on it. Now, but the only thing is that the other half was on the floor. So then he can't acquire it because there's a chasaron over here in the kinyan hagbah. It has to be totally lifted off the ground. So you could understand that he would acquire it because he has his half, which is attached to the animal. Additionally, the other guy is picking it up, which is a bendas, and when someone picks up something that he finds, he picks up for himself and for the other guy that he's acquiring with. So we understand how the one who's riding could get the Maseret, at least his half. Elatavis b'Maseret b'Maykani, but what the Gemara wonders is, the one who's holding onto the Maseret, with what is he acquiring his half? Because, as Rashi explains, the other half, which is on the head of the animal, never moved from its place. Now the halacha is that if someone wants to acquire something from Hefker through the kinyan hagbah of lifting it up, you have to lift up the entire thing from the ground. And here, he's only picking up his half, but the other half of the guy who's riding the donkey is not lifting it up. So how is this guy, who picked up the Maseret, being acquiring his half of the Maseret? He shouldn't acquire anything, because he didn't do a full kinyan hagbah. So the Gemara says, Amy, you're right, let's amend the Braisa again. Meaning the Braisa should be saying, Zeh kana chamor b'kula Maseret. The one who's riding the donkey acquires the donkey and the whole Maseret. Because again, as we said, it's like a kinyan mashicha, which acquires whatever's attached to the animal too. B'zeh kani mashal tavas b'yadli, the other guy who lifted up the Maseret, he acquires at least what's in his hand. What's in his hands we consider is as his, whatever person's holding, we say that it's his, he acquires that part, but you're right, the rest of Maseret belongs to the one who's riding the donkey. The Gemara still asks, Hai mai, this that you said, that the one who's picking up the Maseret, his Hagbah, you said, you're right, wouldn't work for himself because the other half is not being lifted off the animal. So he didn't do a Kinyan Hagbah. Now, but so you're saying he was only going to get what's in his hand. Yet at the same time, you said it's going to be Hagbah for the other guy who's riding the donkey, because if it's not Hagbah, then the guy who's riding the donkey can't acquire the Maseret either, because the other half will view them as on the ground. So then the Gemara asks, even if Imtim Tzolemi, even if you'd want to say, which is a discussion the Gemara has elsewhere, that, but even if you would say that if someone picks up a found object for his friend, then his friend acquires it, says the Gemara, Hani Mila, that's only talking about with a guy who picked it up with intention that it should be for his friend, then that would be an acquisition for his friend. But hi, this guy was picking up the Maseret, why is he picking it up? Not to help the guy who's riding the donkey. No, he's bringing it up for himself to acquire it. So they were thinking about asking if Ihu Laikani, if he himself is not acquiring it, as you said, because it's not a full Hagbah, because the other half on the head of the donkey is not being lifted up. So Lachrina Ma'akni. So if it's not working for himself, which the whole intention was for himself, unlike Magbi Matsila Chavir, who is for that other person, so how could it work for the guy who's riding the donkey? How's the guy riding the donkey getting the whole Maseret besides what the guy's holding his hand? If the Kinyan Hagbah that's helping him, which the other guy picking up the other half, doesn't work for the guy himself, it definitely can't work for the guy who's riding the donkey. So Amr Vashi says he's right. The way you should learn the halacha of the Braisa is, Zekon Chamor Ubeis Pagei. The one who's riding the donkey, he acquires the donkey, and specifically what Rashi calls kivtzel, which is the part of the straps that are on the head and on the jaw of this bridle, these are the straps which are put on the face area. what's on the head of the donkey, that's like the donkey itself. So that's because he's acquiring the donkey, because he's riding it, as again, as we said, it's the kinyan mashiach, he's kicking it, so that he acquires that part. Now, v'zekan, the mashal tavas b'yadai, the guy who picked up the meisera acquires only what's in his hand, because again, as we said, what's in his hand, that he totally lifted off the ground. We consider as that, I mean, whatever is part of the rest that we see is still attached to the ground. So, but v'hashar, the rest, what's between the head of the donkey and what's between this guy's hand, l'kana l'ezeh v'l'ezeh, you're right, says Rav Ashi, neither one is going to acquire. And therefore, this guy has the donkey, this guy has the meisera that's in his hand. However, the rest, whoever wants to come ahead and grab, could grab it away, no one has acquired it. That's the approach of Rav Ashi. Now, Rav Avoham, he says, lo'ilam kedigtani. He says, the truth is, you could actually learn the Braisa as the words are said in the Braisa, that we said, this guy acquires the donkey, and the other guy who lifted up the Meisera acquires the Meisera. Even he'll acquire the part that's on the head of the donkey itself, those straps. Now, what's the reason? Didn't we say that he's not doing a Hagbah? Because the other half wasn't lifted off the donkey. And if it wasn't lifted off the donkey, he didn't do Hagbah. He can't acquire even half of it. That's why the Gemara had to make all these amendments to say what is it that he's getting, which is really only what's in his hand. So that explains Rav Avoh, that the logic of this is, Hayil v'yachil, since the one who's holding onto Meisera, if he wanted to, he could draw forcefully, Lenatka, to pull it off the head of the donkey, because he's holding onto the head of Meisera. Now all those is strapped onto the donkey, he could pull it, Ulaviyatzle, and bring it to him, because since the head of the donkey is on an elevated height, it's much easier to just schlep it and draw it in one draw and bring it to himself. So therefore, since he could, we really view it on some element as if it's already lifted off from the ground, meaning that it's totally in the air, because he could pull it. In contrast to when it's on the ground, as much as you pull it, it's still going to be dragging on the floor. Since here's a higher level, you could just pull it off, yank it off, it would be all in the air, it would be considered Hagbah. So if it says Rebavo, he acquires the whole Meisera. On that says the Gemara, V'had Rebavo Berusahi. But this halacha, this interpretation of Rebavo, is actually, from the word of Bra, it's on the outside. Meaning, because even though he could pull it, that's not considered a Hagbah. Explains the Gemara, the Eloi Temachai, because if you don't say this, that it's incorrect, his interpretation. Then he says the Gemara, take a case of talis shi munechas chetzi al gabi karka. Take a talis, a cloak, that's half on the ground, v'chetzi al gabi amud, and half of it is on a pillar. Now, since, as we just explained for Rav Avoh, the pillar is a very high level, so someone that holds on to the other half, it's very easy for him to draw it and pull it, where he won't be lacking any hagbah, any elevation, because it's already going to be in the air, because it's on from a pillar, you just pull it, and then you have the whole thing. Now, let's say, let's picture, it says, that let's say one guy comes and picks up half of it from the ground. And then afterwards, another guy comes and picks up the other half from the pillar. So what are you going to say? That in this case, it's the first one that acquired it, and that the second guy is not acquiring it? Now, what would be the reason? Hoyle sins that when the first guy picks it up, it's like we view him as if he picked up the whole thing. Why? Because he could pull it and bring it to himself. So the Gemara's question is, as Rashi explains, so you essentially you find a fundamental difference regarding two people that pick up a lost object. Where if one guy's picking up one side and the other guy's picking up another side, it would depend if it's a higher place, the other half, or a lower place. And that is where both ends of this talus are on the ground. So then you would say the halacha is that the picking up the first guy will not acquire the whole thing because he can't just pull it and draw it all to himself because since it's very long and it's on the ground, whatever he's going to pull and schlep, it's still going to draw after him on the ground. So it's going to be lacking the hagbah. So it's only when the other guy picks it up that now they're both doing the hagbah together. But where one of the edges is on a higher platform, like on the top of the donkey's head, like Rav Avoh was trying to say, or on top of a pillar, where the guy who first picks up one edge from the ground, he acquires the whole thing. Now, the Gemara's question, as Rashi says, we don't fly such a thing that in regarding this halacha of two people, Shnai Merchis and Metalis, and they're both picking up the Hagbah at the same time, we don't find that it should depend that regarding the second guy, if what he's picking up is from a higher place than the first guy acquired it, or from a lower place that then the first guy didn't, and they both have it together. So therefore, Ella rather says the Gemara Hadr Bavo Berusi. This interpretation, Bavo, is on the outside. It's not a correct interpretation because we don't find such a chilek to say if what's being what's the other end, even though the Hagbah wasn't done, if it's a higher place, then we'll view it as Hagbah. That we don't say. And then we have to interpret the Braisa, like Rav Ashi has said, which is that, yeah, he gets what's the donkey and base pagi, what's on the face, and the other guy gets just what he's holding. But again, there's no riot to Rav Yehuda, which is why we brought this in, because this Rachuv is not just riding it, it's Rachuv Beraglav, he's kicking it with his feet, which is a form of Mashiach, and that's why he acquires it. So the Masa Tashim must bring a different raya, not like Rav Yehuda, that Rachuv is a Kenyan. Because the Braisa says, Rav Leza Omer, he says, Rachuv Basada. If a person is riding in the field on an animal that he found, so he acquires it, but not if he's riding it in the city, as the Gemara will shortly explain. Now, umanig, but if someone's leading the animal, then even be'ir, then even if he's leading in the city, then kana, then he acquires it, and for sure, if he was leading it in the field, he would acquire it. Now, one thing we see from this price is that riding an animal will acquire it, as we see, at least if he's doing that in the sadeh, it's a kinyan. So the Gemara Nahachanami Manik Braglu here also will say the same dichui, the same rejection of the proof, because here we're talking about where it's leading with its feet. That's why it's a Kenyan. But if it's regular riding an animal without making a move, then it would be like if you heard that it would not be a Kenyan. So another Gemara is Ihachain Manik. So that's essentially the same thing as the case of leading the animal, which we already say that's the other half of Rebbe Lez Halacha. So the Gemara Trigav Nimanik is talking about two types of leading. So the Gemara is Ihachi. But if that's the case, that Rachuv is the same Kenyan as Manik, so in Rachav Be'ir, my Tamil Kanye, then why is riding the animal in the city? It's not a Kenyan. If we said Manig in the city is a Kenyan, and you tell me that Rachav is the same as Manig, so then Rachav itself should be a Kenyan in the city. So Rav Kanye explains Lefisha in Darkin Shal B'nei Adam Lirkav Be'ir. The difference is that it's not normal for people to ride an animal in the city. The reason, as Rashi says, is because of modesty. And therefore, that's why it's not going to be a Kenyan in the city. But you're right, it is the Kenyan of Manig. It's just Manig, you're on your feet off the animal. Here you're leading it on the animal. And that's how you're making it go through Mashiach, by kicking it. So in the city, it's not going to work. But yes, it's a regular Kenya of Manik. Now, the Gemara asks on this. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana. Rav Ashi asks on Rav Kana's interpretation. Says, El Me'ate, but if that's the case, because he's saying it's not the derech to ride in the city, that's why it's not going to work as a Kenyan. But he says, let's say Higbiya Arnaki B'Shabbos. Someone picks up a purse, a wallet on Shabbos. Now, Shein Darker Shabbos, Adam like Bi Arnaki B'Shabbos. It's not normal for people to pick up a wallet on Shabbos because it's Muktzah. So, you can tell me that the guy didn't acquire it? No, of course, what he did, yes, you're not supposed to, it's inappropriate, it's aser, but you acquired it because you did a kinyan of Agbah. So, what are you saying here also, even though it's not the derech, but if you're telling me that it's the reichiv here is manig, so it is a kinyan, so even though it's not normal, but it should still be a kinyan, just like we say that manig is a kinyan in the city. So, why isn't it a kinyan? Eliyahu explains the Gemara, b'mekach u'memkaskin. We're talking about where this was not from Hefker, but rather someone had is trying to purchase this animal from someone else. The Amalei k'nei k'derech shem ne'adam kainim. The seller told him, acquire this animal the way people usually acquire things. That's how he gave him the right to acquire it. Now, since it's not normal for people to ride an animal in the city, so although it is a kinyan, but it's not going to work in the city because that's not how normal people do it. That's why it'd work in the field where people do ride the animals. In the city, people lead it. That's why it's going to work. But again, it's no raya, not like Rav Yehuda, because again, we're talking about a reichiv through the reichiv of Mashicha by being manig beraglav. Now, on that, the Gemara continues on Medbeis and qualifies, however, this halacha, once we introduced this halacha of the Braisa of Rabbi Eliezer, which we thought would be a proof, and it's not. Now, if it's a public domain, then kani, then you would acquire the animal even in the city, because there it is normal to ride an animal over there and not to lead it. The reason being is because if you're just leading your animal, there's so many people walking in the streets that they might get in between him and his animal and he's going to lose the animal. So therefore it's normal, even in the city, if it's in the Rosh Hashanah public domain, to ride on the animal. And therefore that would be a valid kinyan, even though he said, be kind it only the way people kind it. Now more of the Adam Chashavu, if he's a respectable, distinguished person, then he acquires, even if he was riding it, not in a Rosh Hashanah. The reason being is in the city. The reason being is because it's not normative for a respectable person to have to lead the animal by walking on his feet. Rather, it's distinguishing for him to ride on it even in the side street, which is not that many people over there. Which again, for a regular person, is not normal, but for a distinguished person, it is normal. So therefore, kani he would acquire. Moreover, if it's a woman, she would acquire it because she doesn't have that much strength to hold on to the animal and it might get disconnected from her. So therefore, it's normal for a woman, even in the city, to ride an animal. And the inish zilu hukane, and if he's a degraded type of a person, then since it's normal for him to ride in front of all types of people, even if there's no pressure of people getting in the way, even in the side street, because he's not a modest type of a person. So it's normal for him to do that, and therefore it would be an acquisition. But again, for a regular type of a person who is not so distinguished because of his wealth, and he's also not such a degraded person to ride in front of everybody, and he's not embarrassed to walk his animal, so for such a person, it's not normal to ride on it on a regular side street in the city because of modesty. It was regarding that the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer said that rochav would not be a kinyan be'ir; it would only be besada. Again, there are some exceptions, but again, we're talking about the regular kinyan of rochav, meaning not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a case of meshicha of hanhaga beraglav. But again, it wouldn't be in the city just because it's not normal. Because talking about mekir memcha, he said only the normal type of a kinyan because of tznias. Now the Gemara continues without resolving, proving Rabbi Yehuda's halacha either way. So the Gemara says, "Bai Rabbi Lazar." The Gemara continues on this topic about the kinyanim of meshicha, of drawing. If someone says to his friend, "Draw this animal, liknas kalim shalav, to acquire the utensils, the vessels that are on top of it." Now, what we're talking about over here is where he's selling him the vessels and not the animal. But he's saying, so how should you acquire the vessels? It's on top of this animal. Pull the animal, and then you'll acquire the vessels. Ma, what's the halacha? Now, the Gemara first asked on the way the question was, says, liknois, to acquire. Then, mi omer leknei, did he tell him to go ahead and acquire? In other words, the word liknois sounds like, you go ahead, and you intend to acquire the kalim by pulling the animal, but I'm not being maknet to you. Now, so how could exactly he be acquiring it if the guy's not even being maknet to him? So Rav the Gemara mends the question. What he was telling him was, "Mashach behemazu, draw this animal." V'kenei kelim shalav. He's telling him, he's giving him the rights to acquire the vessels that are on top of it. Ma, what's the halacha? The Gemara explains the question. Mi mahanya meshicha de behema laknui kelim oilai. Does it help the meshicha on the animal, which he's not acquiring it, to acquire the kelim or not? In other words, his question is that since the meshicha of the behema, which is different because it goes by itself, such a type of meshicha would not apply by kalim, as Taisa explains, so maybe he would not acquire kalim. Because Taisa says it's obvious that if he told him the same type of a question, pull a box, meaning draw the box, which the kalim are inside of it, and to be kinder the kalim and not the box, of course he would be kinder, because he's doing a meshicha that also is meshicha the kalim that's inside of it, although he's not acquiring the box. But here it's because it's actually a different type of a meshicha. Because meshicha of an animal, then it goes by itself. But meshicha of kelim, you have to pull the whole thing yourself. It doesn't go automatic. So that was the question, would the meshicha of the animal work for the kelim or not? Now on this question, Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rava, Rava asks, says, wait a second. If the seller would tell to the consumer, Kani behema v'kani kelim, I want you to do the meshicha on the animal to acquire the kelim, I actually want you to acquire the behema and the kelim. On that asked Rava, Mikon the Kalim? Would he acquire the Kalim with the Meshicha of the animal with the animal? In other words, what Rava's question is, from the fact that you asked regarding someone that's selling the Kalim and not the animal, so it's obvious to you that if you're selling him both of them, that would be obvious that he would acquire the animal, and then he would acquire the Kalim, because then the animal would be like the Chatzar, which the halacha is, a person's Chatzar could acquire for him. And you would be saying that, oh, so the guy who's acquiring the animal, then the animal would be like the courtyard, and then he would acquire the kalim on top of that courtyard, which he already acquired, that's how he would acquire both. That is what Rabbi's question is. But chatzam alechasi, the animal is a moving courtyard. For chatzam aleches leikana, and a moving courtyard does not acquire for somebody stuff that are on top of it. Because when was a halacha of chatzar included, as the Gemara Gidna of Ein Zayin and Alpha explains, from im himotze timotze biyodim, it's talking about if someone was found with the gnev in his hand, he has to pay kafel. Says the Gemara that a person's roof, or his courtyard, or his karfiv, which is his enclosed area, is included from that halacha, like, meaning to say that it doesn't move, and it's protected. That excludes something that's moved. So how can you say that you're asking, what's the halacha if to acquire the kalim without the animal? Asked Rava, what are you talking about? Even if he was acquiring with the animal, he wouldn't acquire the kalim, because the animal is moving, and the movable chatzar doesn't acquire things that are inside of it. Now, then Rava says, even if you're going to say that he should acquire the kalim on the animal when the animal stops, meaning after the animal already picked up its foot and its leg, so then the consumer acquired the animal with the meshicha, and then it stops, and then it doesn't move, and then the kalim should acquire now that it stopped, because now it's not a movable chatzer. And that says Rava, it's not true. Because of all kol she'ilu mahalach leikanam, anything that if it would move, you wouldn't acquire with it. So then even if it stops and it sits in one place, you also don't acquire in it. In other words, since it could move, it's not similar characteristically to a chatzer, which cannot move. And therefore you cannot acquire it with the Torah, with the halacha of a chatzer. And therefore, how exactly did you think it was so obvious that you would acquire the kelim with the animal if you're acquiring the animal too? So the Gemara explains, v'hilchasa, this that it was obvious to Rabbi Lazar, that if he told him to acquire the behemah and to acquire the kelim on it, that then he would acquire the kelim, is because it would be talking about bikfusa. When the animal would be bound, then it would be obvious because now it would be similar to the chatzer, and that's what you acquire because it cannot move because it's bound. Now, moreover, Rashi just says that wherever the Gemara says, oh, v'amar Rava, Rava says, kol she'ilu mahalach leikani, if it would move, it wouldn't acquire. It's actually from this halacha that this is where Rava said it in regards to Rabbi Lazar's question. This is the source of that halacha, that if it would move, it could move, then it wouldn't acquire even when it's not moving. But that's what the Gemara explains. Rabbi Lazar's question was regarding when it's not moving, it cannot move because it's bound. That was his question. If you're saying to acquire both, then of course it's going to be a chatzer. But if he's telling him, don't acquire the animal, just acquire the kelim on it by drawing the animal, that was his question, would you acquire the kelim on top, or would you say not, because ultimately an animal is different in its kinyanim of Mashiach. Now, Amalei Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid Yeshua Rabba. So that was his question, and that was Rava's response back. Now, on that, say Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Yeshua to Rava, Elameata, now based on what you said regarding this halacha, that if it moves, then you can't acquire things that are on top of it for the kinyan of chatzer. So if someone's going on his boat, and fish jumped and fell into the boat, you're going to say that that's also the same halacha, that it's a moving chatzer and you don't acquire? On that Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, no. Sfina meinich naicha. A boat doesn't move, it's stationary. And therefore actually he would acquire the fish. Because of mayuhu de kamamti la. The water is moving it. The water is moving it, but the boat is staying in one place. And therefore, yes, the boat is not a chatzer malechas. It doesn't move just as much as a field doesn't move. If the earth was shaking, the field would move, but the field doesn't move, and therefore you actually would acquire the fish. So to Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, El Me'ata, based on Ravitz Halacha, Heisa malechas b'shusarabim, if a woman was walking in the public domain, bizarre la get, and the husband threw her a get, let's say either l'techeka into her bosom, into her lap, or onto the basket that's on her head, which is where she puts all her tools and her sewing materials. Are you going to say, based on Rava's halacha, that she would not be divorced because it's a chatzah mahalachas, so it's moving? But we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that says that if he threw the get into her lap or onto her headgear, onto her basket on her head, that she's divorced. But based on Rava's halacha, she shouldn't because it's chatzah malachas. So Amalei, so he gave the same answer, no kalsa mein naicha. The basket is stationary. She's walking underneath it, thus it's moving. But it itself is stationary, and that's why it's not a chatzah malachas, and that's why it would acquire based on halachas of chatzah, and that's why it should be divorced. Now the Gemara continues with the second mission in our Masechta, in our Perek, continuing on this halacha of mitzia, of finding a lost object. Someone was riding on the animal, and he sees a found object. He says to his friend, give me that. I found that. Not lava amani zachisi ba. So the other guy takes it and he says, I merited it. I was zeichin it. So zachaba. Although the other guy saw it first and he told him give it to him, but this guy picked it up. He was zeichin. He did the kinyag ba. He's zeichin. Now im mishenosn loy amar ani zachisi batchila. But if the guy actually did, he picked it up from him and he gave it to the other guy, and then after he gave it to that guy, he says, you know what? I want you to know that actually I acquired it first. Says the mishnah loy amaklum. He hasn't said anything. And as Rashi explains, because even if we're going to say, which is a discussion that we've had in the previous daf, if we say that if someone picks up something for his friend, the other one doesn't acquire it, but once he gives it to the guy, so the other guy's going to acquire it, the guy who's riding in the animal, either way. Because if the first guy acquired it because he's saying that he didn't intend to acquire it to his friend, the thing is, or because you say if someone picks up for his friend doesn't acquire it, but the second then he gives it to him, he's gifting it to him. Because why did you give it to him? You acquired it, now you're giving it to him, so you gifted it to him. Now, and if the first guy did not acquire it, because he did not intend to acquire it himself, so then it's hefker until it reaches the hand of the second guy, and he acquires it by picking it up from the other guy's hand with the intention of acquiring it. Either way, the second guy's going to acquire it. If the first guy acquired it, then he's gifting it to him. If he didn't, then when he's giving it to him, then he's acquiring it. Either way you look at it, says the Mishnah, Lo Yom HaKlum, he hasn't said anything because it's too late. It's automatically, either way you look at it, the second guy's thing already. Now the Gemara introduces Tanan Hasam. We learned the Mishnah over there, Masechtas Peah, that will relate to the Halacha of HaMishnah. The Mishnah says, Misha Lika Desa Peah. Somebody that gathered the Peah, Peah is one of the Matnas Anim, the gifts for the poor in the field. It's the corner of the field that has to be left for the poor people. So as Rashi explains, we're talking about a random person, not the owner of the field. Because if we'd be talking about the field owner, then as we're shortly going to see, Rabbi Eliezer would not be able to say that the one who's picking it up for someone else, that the other person would be Zeicha, because you cannot say, which is the principle underlying Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, of Migi de Zechla Nafshei. That since me, the one who's picking it up, if I wanted, I could acquire it myself. So therefore, when I'm acquiring for someone else, let him acquire it, because actually, even if the homeowner, the field owner, is a pauper, he still is warned not to gather the corner of the field for himself, as the Gemara says in Masechet Chundaf Kof Lamed Aleph Mebeis, when it says Loi Salakit, and then it says La'ani, actually the Gemara learns it as one thing, Loi Salakit La'ani, that the pauper should not pick and do Likud, pick his own fields of Matnas Aniyim. So it can't be talking about himself, it's talking about someone else. So let's say some other person goes and gathers the corner of the field, Vamani says, Harezu L'Ploini Ani, I picked it, I merited for that poor person, Nebuch, that guy, he can't come, he can't this, I'm doing it for him, I'm getting it for him. So as a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer im Azachle, Rabbi Eliezer says that this guy has merited and gotten the rights for that person. They disagree. You got to give it to the first pauper that comes first. In other words, you have not been zeichen it for that other poor person. Now, on this machlekes, Amar Ula, Amar B'Shem Ben Levi, he explains, machlekes me'asher l'ani. The machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is only from a wealthy person to a pauper. In other words, a wealthy person was the one that had gathered these gleanings for the pauper. Weird. So what's the machlekes? Rabbi Eliezer, Sabi, he holds, first of all, migui, the iboy mafke nichse. First of all, if the guy wanted, migui is always what's called, it gives the right to the person for what he's trying to do because he could have done that. Now, this wealthy person, had he wanted to, he could have taken and declared all his properties ownerless. Now, v'hava ani, then he would have been a pauper. Then v'chazile, then this peya would have been right for him to take. Now, a wealthy person is not allowed to, but he would, if he wanted to, he could be an ani. Now, then it would be fit for him. Now, hashtanami chazalei, so based on the principle of migu, we say that even now it's fit for him to take it, because had he wanted to, he could make it hefker, and then he would be a pauper himself. Now, moreover, migu de zachal anavshei, now since, if he wanted to, he could have merited himself, if he would pick it up for himself, so now when he's not even picking it up for himself, he's picking it up for that ani, well, zachal namalachavre, he could pick it up for the other person, because if I wanted, I could get it myself, which then, of course, I could share with that guy, so now, even though I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for him, but I can merit it for him too. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabban Sabi, they disagree. They say, no, chad migu aminan. One sins, you say, which is that one pauper could pick it up for another pauper, because since if he wants to, he could acquire it for himself, okay, he could acquire it for someone else. But tre migu lo aminan, you don't say two migus. First of all, since if I wanted to make my stuff hefker, I could, so we'll view me as poor. And then more of a sense of now, if I would want to then pick it up myself, be able to, so I could pick it up for someone else. No, you don't say two. You say one and not two. And therefore, it's not going to work, and you have to leave it for the next poor person that comes and takes it along. Aval but says, Ula, mi ani la ani. But if it's a one pauper picking up another pauper, everyone would agree, even the chachamim, that other person has gotten it now. Because the migid is zachal nafshe, zachal amal chavi, since if he wanted to, he could pick it up for himself. So he could also now, in that he has those rights, now he could pick it up for that other person. That's Ula's interpretation. On that, Omele Rav Nachman, Ula Rav Nachman asked to Ula, why? Let the master say that actually their machlekes was regarding actually one pauper picking up from another one, and that the rabbanu were saying that even in such a case, he's not zeichid for that other poor person. And he says, I'll prove it to you why you have to say this. The hametzia, because regarding finding a lost object, hakol ani metzla, everyone is considered paupers to it. In other words, what that means to say is, like the case of a pauper by peya, everyone has rights in getting a lost object. Meaning it's regarding everybody, not just like by pay, you have to be an ani to take. By a metziah, everyone is considered the rightful person that could be able to take it. Now, utnan, and we learned in our Mishnah that if someone picks up a metziah for his chaver, we learned that the other person is not going to acquire it. In other words, we don't say that since if he wanted to, he could have gotten it and picked it up for himself. So therefore, he could also be zeichet for his friend when he picks up with intention for his friend. Why? Because we learned in the Mishnah the following halacha. We said, if one guy was riding on the animal, and he finds a found object, and tells his friend, give it to me. So the Mishnah said, not love amar nizachisi ba. If the other guy picks up and he says, oh, I'm getting it for myself. Now, the assumption of the Gemara right now is that what he's saying is, I want to merit it now. In other words, he admits that when he initially picked it up, you know, if someone tells you something, you right away, I should pick this up, he picks it up. And he picked it up with the intention of being kind for his friend. But then he's like, before he gives it to the guy, he says, wait a second, no, I want it for myself. I love it. I like the way this thing is. And what did the Mishnah tell us? So it says, Zachaba. So this guy, he has the rights in it now. What do you see? You see that even though initially when he was Magbi Mitzila Chaveroi, that when he then says he wants it for himself, he could keep it. Obviously, it's because Loikon Chaveroi, his friend, has not acquired it. Now, so it continues Ram Nachman, he says, Iyamet Bishleime, if you say, Me'ani La'ani Machloikis, that the Machloikis in this Mishnah Masechtas Peah is regarding from one pauper to another one, and the Rabbanan are still saying that we don't say Migid Zach L'Nafshei, Zach Enam L'Chavre, we don't say that since I'm poor I could pick it up for myself, the Peah, then I could merit it from someone else. It's only where he intended to pick it up for the two of them, which that would be similar to the halacha of our Mishnah, which we learned on the Avchesim and Aleph, when two people pick up a Metziah together. Then we said that at a time when, like the last clause of our Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta, which said that Bezman Shei Moedim, when they admit, then they split it without an oath. So we explained the reason of that is, even the one who holds that you don't say that you could be Magibim Metziah L'Chaveir Kana Chaveir agrees to the Allah of our Mishnah, that since when he's picking it up, he's picking it for himself, so once you're acquiring for yourself, then you could also acquire for your friend. But to say migui, to say that if I wanted to acquire it for myself, then even when I'm not, then however I have the rights to pick it up for my friend, that you don't say contra abanan. Meaning if that's how you would learn their machlekes mesechtes peah, that they disagree even from one ending to another, that you don't say migui de zachon avshe zachon amal chavre. So then you would be able to say, as we continue the top of Yerim and Aleph, masnit nimani rabbani. So who would be the town of our Mishnah? It would be the rabbanan. Meaning, the first two Mishnahs, which we'll call the Rish and the Seifa, the Mishnah Dav Beis Amad Aleph that said that when he actually is acquiring part of the talis that he's picking up. So then we say, Migui, we say that, okay, once you're also picking it up, then you could also acquire for your friend. But, and the Seifa, meaning our Mishnah would be telling us here on Dav Tesama Beis, that, but where he's not actually acquiring it for himself, that he just wants to acquire it only for his chaver, then to say migui that if he wanted to acquire it, then therefore he acquired it for someone else, that you don't say, that would make sense. That's Rabbanah, because we see that they're arguing in peya, even under the only that you can't do. But if you say the way you're saying it, that ba'ashav ani machlikis, their whole machlikis was only regarding from a wealthy person to a poor person, but you said that, but from one pauper to another one, everyone would agree, even the Rabbanan, that the other person is Zaycha. So then, our Mishnah here on Tesama Beis, Mani, who's it like? It's not going like either one of those opinions, because everyone would agree that you could be Zaycha Lechavre, and if you might be Metzi Lechavre, which is the same thing as an Ani for Peya, that it should be Kana Chavre. So why would our Mishnah then say that he could keep it now, even though he originally picked it up for the other person, and the other guy already acquired it, because Magbi Mitzil Chaver, it should be Kan Chaver. So Amalei, so Ula responded, he says, no. Masnitin, this that the Mishnah said, where that this guy saying, here he picked it up, and he says, I want it for myself. So that actually is the Amar Tchila, where he says that when I originally picked it up, I picked it up for myself and not for you. And therefore, truthfully, Ula is saying that if someone's Magbi Mitzil Chaveira, his friend would acquire it. Because that's similar to the case of Anil Ani, where yeah, even the Rabbanu would agree that Migid Zachal Nafshi, Zachal Amal Chavri. So, but not like the way the Rav Nachman was reading our Mishnah, that the guy who picked it up, he says, oh, then I want to keep it. But originally when he picked it up for the other guy. No, what he's saying is that Aniza, that he's saying Aniza Chisiba, I got it. It's not now I got it. I got it because when I picked it up for myself. So there was no Magbi Mitzvah L'Chaver, Kan L'Chaver. But if there was, then you're right. He wouldn't be able to change even before he gives it to the other guy's hands. And actually says the Gemara, Hachanan Mistabra. It's actually logical to say that when this guy is saying, Zechisi, I got it, he doesn't want to give it to the guy who told him to pick it up for him, that it means that when he had picked it up from the beginning, his intention was to take it for himself. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Why? Because the Ketani Sefer, because we learned at the end of that halacha of the Mishnah, it says, but in Mishnah, if he really gave it to the guy who's riding on the animal, and then Amar Nizachisi Batchila, then he says, oh, but I just want you to know, I actually acquired it already from the beginning. Says the Mishnah, oh, then Loi Maklum, then he hasn't said anything. It's too late. You already gave it to that guy. So and that explains Ula, Tchila B'Seifa, in the regards to halacha of the Seifa, of saying from the beginning, if it doesn't mean the way I'm interpreting it from the moment that I picked it up, rather the way you, Reb Nachman, the way you were asking the question, it would mean, meaning in the beginning, before I gave it to you, I wanted to get the rights in it, because that's how you're differentiating between these two halachas. With the guy who wants to keep it, does it mean he wants to keep it because from the beginning? Or no, Reb Nachman was saying that it means now, before he gives it to the other guy's hands. So in regards to the halacha, the seifa, to say tchila, which you're learning, that means meaning before he gives it to the other guy, Lomali, why does the Tana of the Mishnah have to say that the guy who after he gave it to the other guy's hands is saying that no, I was zeichen it already tchila pshita? It's obvious because avagav deloy omar tchila. Because even if this guy wouldn't be claiming in the beginning explicitly, but obviously we would assume that tchila kamar. Obviously he's saying that he means from the beginning because you think he could say that I'm going to be zeichen it now, but it's not even in his hands anymore. It's already in the guy's hands that he gave it to. So then obviously tchila can't mean before I gave it to you, because obviously it means before I gave it to you. Elalav hokamashalon, rather, obviously this is what the Tana of the Mishnah is teaching us. Reisha of the Mishnah, which we said that he is zaycha, is where it's the amar tchila. It's where he said that because when I picked it up, I already picked it up in the beginning for myself. And that's what the Sefer of the Mishnah is coming to teach a chiddush, that but if he already gave it to the guy, and then he's claiming that claim, and he's saying, I just want you to know, when I picked it up in the beginning for my own needs, even then is lawyer maklum. Because he already revealed his intention that when he gave it to the guy, that he was intending to pick it up for that guy. And that's why it says tchila. Because that would already be a valid claim. Say, I already picked it up from the beginning. Now that I gave it to you, the guy says, no. If you gave it to me, obviously you're showing that your intention was for me and not for you, because or else you wouldn't have given it to me. But that's why it's mistabra, actually, like Ula, that we actually could say, according to the Rabbanan, that Anila, Ani, everyone agrees. And because here, when he says, I want it, it's not that I want it now, it's that I wanted it from the beginning. And that's the chiddush of the Sefer by saying that even so, that you said you picked up originally for yourself, but once you give it, too late. But in the Reisha, actually, then you would be zeicha because you're showing that it was always for yourself. Now, however, idach, but Rav Nachman would tell you that no, it's no raya, because Tana Sefer, you're right, the Sefer of the Mishnah says tchila legluye Reisha, to reveal regarding the first halacha, to tell you that it was specifically said that because by the case of the Sefer, where it's not possible without the Amar Tchilo, where Avraham saying in the beginning, where he says that I was Zeicha in the beginning, meaning, the way Rav Nachman learns it, before I gave it to you. And that is where the halacha is, that he didn't say anything, because again, he's revealing his intention that when they gave it to him, that was regarding the guy who he picked it up. Now, but what it's trying to say is because only in this case was it tchila, but reisha dula amar tchila. But it's coming to say, but in the reisha, he didn't say that he's being, I want to be zeichen it already from the beginning. And that's why, in other words, that's why it says tchila in the sefer. Meaning, the way Ula was saying it was like, wait, tchila doesn't make sense in the case of sefer. It must be that tchila means even the beginning. And it's not going to work in the sefer to tell us, and the reisha is also talking about tchila, where it would work. But the way Rav Nachman's saying is, there's no raya. No, the Sefer, you're right, doesn't need to say tchila, because tchila is just before I gave it to you. Obviously, he's claiming that he was zeichen before he gave it to the guy. But it's telling us to say that only this case is talking about tchila, but to reveal, but the case of the Reisha is not talking about tchila, and still says Rav Nachman, we see that he is going to be zeichen in it, even though when he picked it up for his friend, was with the intention of his friend acquiring it. Because as a Reb Nachman wants to disprove Ula, and he says, because you see, I'm a Gebim and say, L'chaveri, is loikon l'chaveri, and that's why right now he could still be Zeichet, because he wants to learn the machlekes between the Chacham and Reb Eliezer and Mishnah Masechet Peya, is not just from Asher L'Ani, but even from Ani L'Ani. Because Rabban hold that even Ani to Ani, if someone's Magbim and say L'chaveri, you don't say, Migi de Zachal Navshe, Zachal Nam L'chaveri, and that is the halacha of our Mishnah, even though when he picked it up for his friend, but until he gave it to his hands, by just picking up for your friend, the other person doesn't acquire, and that's why he could acquire it right now, even though there was no tchila. That's why the Sefer says tchila. That's their machlek, is about how to learn what does it mean in the Mishnah. The purpose of the Sefer's halacha of tchila, again, that's their machlek, is regarding this halacha. If we say, Migi de Zachal Navshe, Zachal Namit L'chavri.